Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn from the Chamber of Commerce, and go to durangobusiness.org to check out all of our upcoming events. I'm here with Officer Forrest King, correct?
Forrest Kenny.
What's the last name?
Kenny. K-I-N-N-E-Y.
Kenny. Yeah. See, this is what's bad, because I wear hearing aids, and I already got the your name wrong, so sorry about that.
That's not a problem.
You sure?
Yeah.
With me, I just, when we were doing the level check, I was thinking, did I get that right? So, Officer Kenny, thanks again for coming in.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So, you are going to be doing a little twist on a fundraiser. I've seen the individuals and organizations pull an airplane on the tarmac. In fact, my son did that up in the Denver area. But you guys are going to do a train pull.
That's right. For Durango, we wanted to do a big fundraising event for Special Olympics Colorado.
Uh-huh.
We wanted to make it unique to the area, so we thought maybe do a train pull, where instead of pulling an airplane across a tarmac, you're pulling a train engine along the rails.
Yeah. And so when is this taking place?
It's Saturday, November 4th. On that day, registration will start, or team check-in, I guess you could call it, will start at 11 a.m., and hopefully we'll start pulling at 11:30.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then when you're, I'm doing my quotation signs, because it's all to raise money for Special Olympics, but the competition, is it so you can pull it the farthest or the fastest? What's the criteria?
Yeah, so every team will compete to pull it 15 feet. We're stopping it at 15 feet.
Okay.
The competition is in how fast you can pull it.
Okay.
So especially with the train, the hardest part is getting it going.
Right.
So, you know, the better teams will be able to get it going faster. In addition to that, we're also going to be giving out trophies to the highest fundraising team, highest fundraising individual, and best costumes for the teams.
Oh, you got some costume action going on. Durangutangs love that.
Yeah, yeah. We're encouraging teams to get creative and dress up. There will be a trophy for best costumes.
Okay. And how many people on a team?
10 people per team.
Okay.
It is capped at 10.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a test pull just to make sure that it could be done with 10, and we were able to do it. We don't think that 10 should be an issue.
Okay, so, and this is open to men and women.
Open to men, women, all ages, anyone. Anyone can participate.
Okay, yeah. So I got to ask, how hard was it to get that engine moving?
You know, it was a little tough. We played with it a couple different ways, and I think that the setup that we're going to have for the actual event will make it a little bit easier. We're going to have it on a different track. We're going to pull from a little bit closer so that there's not as much give in the rope.
Right.
And we want it to be difficult, though.
You
know, it shouldn't be easy.
Sure.
So it's going to be a challenge, but it's accomplishable.
And so this is, I'm assuming, one of the big engines from the Durango Silverton Narrow Gauge Railroad.
Yes, it is. It's the diesel engine.
Oh, okay. So it's one of the diesels.
Yes.
Oh, I was thinking it was going to be one of the steam locomotive ones.
Right. We threw around the idea of a steam locomotive. Uh-huh. The steam engines are much heavier, and we weren't sure that it would be feasible.
Yeah.
So we are going to do a diesel engine, which is still plenty heavy.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I'm sure that's probably a good thing. I'm just thinking because, you know, you look at the wheels on the big engines, the steam, and they got that big, you know, caliper that's all connected, and you have to hear that, and then to get that turning. So, but still, the diesel locomotive, those aren't light.
They're not. No, this one that we'll be pulling weighs about 105 tons, which is exactly, or to be more exact, 231,000 pounds, a little bit more than that.
231,000 pounds?
Yes.
Wow. And you've got to pull it 15 feet.
Yeah.
And the team that pulls it the fastest to that 15-foot line obviously is going to take home the honors, and then maybe they'll also take home the costume.
Yeah, absolutely. And then also everyone who participates will be getting an event t-shirt.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
All right, and now if you want to, let's, because me, you know, I'm going to use the excuse, got a bad back, you know, bad hip, bad shoulders, so I'm not going to be pulling the engine, but what about if I want to donate, I can participate that way?
Absolutely. So every team will be encouraged to fundraise money, and the minimum that each team needs to raise, each team of 10, is $500 to compete.
Okay.
And then, like I said, we'll be handing out trophies for the highest fundraising teams and highest fundraising individuals. So going out and finding people who can donate to help raise those funds for the team. And then if people just want to donate, and if they don't necessarily have a team affiliation, they can do that as well at the website.
Okay. And you know of the website?
Yeah. So the website that we've set up is Special Olympics Co. That's Special Olympics Co. .org/trainpool.
Okay, so one more time.
SpecialOlympicsCO.org/trainpool.
Okay, and then they obviously you can go on and then the different teams are listed.
Yeah, so I'm not sure if anyone who visits the site will be able to see the teams, but I think they will because I went and made sure today. I looked, and right now I think we just have one team signed up, so we are looking for more teams. And you should be able to see the team names, how much they've raised, and see who else is competing.
Yeah. So, and this could be, you know, a great, I'm going to say, well, not only a fundraiser, but team building by getting a team together. And you could be a bunch of guys, you know, you down at one of the gyms or something, and, you know, guys are, you know, working out, whatever. But to get involved in this, and then I would assume you go to the same website to sign up.
Yeah, so that website has all the information for the event. It includes a link to the registration, to the fundraising page, and really anything you need to know can be found there.
Okay, and it seems like a lot of police departments support Special Olympics. I remember there's been like the torch run and some other things. How did Durango PD get involved with this idea with the train pull?
Yeah, so this event is part of the Law Enforcement Torch Run series.
Okay.
So every year there's multiple events that are hosted by law enforcement agencies across the state and really across the country, but what we participate in is Colorado.
Okay.
And agencies will host these different events. We're hosting, obviously, the train pool. Durango PD has been involved with Special Olympics for a while now.
Yeah.
We've done some events in the past. This will be the first large fundraising event that we're planning, and the first one in a few years that we've been able to do.
Okay. So have you put out a challenge to the sheriff's department, the fire department, you know, the usual suspects, so to speak?
Yeah, I sent out an email calling to action all the different law enforcement agencies in the area, as well as Durango Fire Protection District.
Right, right. Well, I think this is awesome. And, you know, it's also something that looking at, I'm going to say, whether it's, you know, Fort Lewis Athletics to the high school to, you know, just all the different sports teams. And, you know, again, just come down and have a good time, have a great representation, all in the interest of raising money for Special Olympics, which is a wonderful organization. Now, with your involvement, what encouraged you to get involved? Is that something you've done in the past with Special Olympics?
Yeah. So in 2019, that summer, a previous officer at our department, who was the agency coordinator for Special Olympics, was going to the summer games, the Special Olympics summer games in Grand Junction, and asked if any other officers were interested in joining. I said that I was. I went. I really enjoyed it. You know, it was awesome seeing the athletes compete and just find joy in that competition.
Yeah.
And she shortly after that retired.
Okay.
And so there was a vacancy, and I took over that.
Oh.
Now, the pandemic, of course, put a lot of that on hold because I took over right before that. But as we've come out of that, then I've been able to attend more events, get more involved. I and another officer went to the summer games this year.
Okay.
We also both went up to the kickoff conference in Denver in January. And that's kind of where we came up with this idea.
Yeah. Where are the games held? I'm curious.
Yeah, so they're on the campus of Colorado Mesa University in Grand Junction.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Nice. Yeah, you know, and it's something that working with Special Olympics in the past, a little bit that I've done, I just love seeing the athletes compete. There's just something about the spirit of competition and the excitement that they exude, and they, you know, when they're competing, it's so fun to watch.
Yeah, it is. It's a real joy to be there and just be a part of it.
Absolutely. All right, so if you want to come out and cheer for your team, this is all happening on November 4th at what time?
Team check-in starts at 11. We'll start pulling at 11:30.
Okay. And
it's at the train yard downtown.
Oh, all right. So, yeah, just head to the depot and head on down. Now, no matter whether it's rain, sleet, snow, or shine, this is going to take place, right?
Yes, it will. Any weather, you know, Durango gets a lot of good weather. Hopefully, we'll be past all the rain that we've been getting recently.
And, right.
We're hoping for good weather, but it's going to be going no matter what.
Either way, I'm thinking about, you know, because of the I don't want to say the rails, but then also the timbers, you know, and getting the foot traction, and so giving the one big that initial tug to get the locomotive moving, and then once it gets going, just pulling along.
Yeah, you know, there's a slight curve to the track pretty much the entire way that we'll be pulling, which. Mm-hmm. Kind of works at an advantage. It makes it so that the team doesn't have to stand in the middle of the tracks.
Oh.
You stand off to the side, and it's paved. So you're pulling on pavement. There's no big, huge risks. There will be a waiver that needs to be signed just to cover liability. But the way we have it set up, it's pretty safe.
Yeah. So you have your team all put together already?
I'm still recruiting police officers for our team.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah. We're still in the early stages. A lot of people may be seeing me over the next few weeks leading up to the event, just coming into businesses, trying to recruit teams.
Yeah.
I'm going to get out and try to get as many people involved as we can.
Yeah, well, and what a great cause. And again, you know, it's you're asking each team to raise a minimum of $500, and the, you know, as generous as Durango is, I don't imagine that's going to be a difficult obstacle, so to speak, to overcome. But I'm looking at your cheat sheet there, and so the train locomotive, the diesel, a little over 200,000 pounds?
Yeah, a little over 231,000 pounds. So.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
And you're a big guy. Are you training for this? Are you doing some, you know, extra, you know, squats? Or what are you doing?
I don't know if I'm doing anything extra for it. Like I said, we were able to do the test pool, and we had a mixed team, you know, a pretty diverse team as far as ages and size. And
sure.
While it was challenging, we were able to do it. So yeah. I think most teams will be able to pull it. It is a little disheartening at first because it takes a little bit to get it going.
So right.
You do that initial pull and you don't feel like you're doing anything, and you just keep pulling, and eventually you can feel it start to go.
You sit there, well, just like you know, I guess the locomotive, I just keep thinking the
right,
and pull,
yeah.
pull, and then everybody in unison doing that. So give the website one more time.
Yeah, all this information can be found at Special Olympics Colorado, or specialolympicsco.org/train pull.
All right, and this is this the only train pull that you know of? I mean, because they usually do the airplanes, but
right. Yeah, as far as we can tell, we've looked into it, and I won't say this definitively, but as far as we could find, this is the absolutely the first train pull that's been done in Colorado, and one of the first in the country.
Nice. Well, you guys are, you know, trendsetters.
Yeah, maybe so. We're hoping to make this an annual event. This will be the first time that it's happened, and we're wanting to do it again every fall.
Awesome. All right. Well, I'm going to mark my calendar for November 4th. It all kicks off registration at 11 in the morning down at the train depot. And if you want more information, again, specialolympicsco.org/train pull. Get your teams and get signed up, or at least contribute to the worthwhile cause.
Yeah, and in addition to teams, we're looking for sponsors as well for the event.
So oh, okay. So
if a business wants to have their name on the shirt, or even attached to the actual title of the event, we are looking for sponsors.
All right, so if you're interested in sponsoring, reach out to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, well, we're out of time.
All right.
I'm going to see you at the train pull.
Absolutely.
I'm going to be like, pull. Yeah, I could ref or maybe coach, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. My back, no, I'm not going to be pulling.
Yeah, that's all right.
We got to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.